You're on 981 2&M. Some great news for local netball clubs. There's some funding coming your way from Woolworths. Joining us to have a chat about it this morning, Australian Diamonds legend Liz Ellis. Liz, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Not so bad. Just first up, what are Woolies doing for our local netball clubs?
Okay, so the Woolworths have these grants called Pick Fresh, Play Fresh, right? And they've been going now for a couple of years. And this year, there's 85 grants of up to $10,000 each for associations and local grassroots club who want to help their grassroots kids, their players, have access to better and fresher quality fruit and vegetables. So these grants can be for any number of things. They can be for things like upgrading your canteen facility. They can be for something like employing a nutritionist or even maybe forming a breakfast club on a Saturday morning where you buy a heap of fresh fruit and veggies for the kids to come and snack on before they play.
Liz, netball clubs and associations around the Hunter, we've got Singleton, Musselbrook, Merriwar and Scone, they could always use a little bit of help because, quite frankly, when you're a grassroots sport, you just need everything, like volunteers, you need money to make it work, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And sport has a huge power in helping kids form healthy eating habits. Now, I've got kids and I know that when I tell them to eat fresh fruit and to pick vegetables and fruit, they just look at me with glazed eyes and, they just hear blah, 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 blah. It's mum going again. But if it's someone from their local netball or football association, their ears prick up and listen. So we need to be able to help these local associations provide the right information, but also make it easier for kids to access fresh fruit and veggies. And it's terrific that Woolworths is stepping in to help that process out because volunteers do run local sporting clubs and there's already so much they need to do, but they're so important in helping kids develop habits for the rest of their life. Sport is so powerful and these grants are designed to help make that process easier.
Liz, when it comes to the non-nutritious snacks, why do we get the feeling in your house you're playing like a defender in front of the kids so that they can't get to them?
Yes, my kids try to wrestle past me all the time. And, but the problem is, of course, when your kids start to get their own pocket money, my little girl, she's nearly 10, she started to earn pocket money. So suddenly all those choices are out of your hands. Like, I don't have lollies and stuff in my house because it's a habit that I formed years ago. But she's a kid. She wants access to that stuff. And when she's got some money in her hand, of course that's what she wants to buy. Whereas if we can use these grants to help educate our kids, but basically their bodies are like a high-performance sports car, right? You've got to get the right fuel into it. And that means choosing fruit and veggies rather than choosing lollies all the time. It's okay to waver a bit and have a bit of a snack that's unhealthy. But if you mainly choose fruit and veggies, your sports car will run better and you'll purr along and you'll be able to perform on a Saturday. So, yeah, look, I feel the pain of a lot of parents trying to get your kids to make healthy choices. And it's really terrific that sport can be used as a tool to help that happen.
Liz, do you know where our local associations can go to find out more information about what Woolies are doing?
Yeah, I most certainly do. And it's you can either just search Woolies Netball and it will come up, or you can go to, this is the actual website, you can go to pickfreshplayfresh.netball.com.au/grants. I'll say that again because it's a lot of words.
Yeah.
pickfreshplayfresh.netball.com.au/grants. But if you just do a Google search for Woolworths Netball Grants, that will also come up as well.
Liz Ellis, you keep up the good defence at home and we'll do it here in the Hunter Valley as well. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's been a real pleasure.